Thank you for calling the secret subject. Unfortunately, the secret subject is not available to take your call right now. Please hold, and she will be with you momentarily. Your call is important to us, so we will place you in the queue. You are the 20th caller in the queue right now. Please hold. You are the 19th caller in the queue. Please hold. We appreciate your patience. You are now 18th in the queue. We appreciate your patience. Please hold. You are now 17th in the queue. We appreciate your patience. The secret subject will be with you shortly. Please hold. You are now 16th in the queue. The secret subject will be with you shortly. Please continue to hold. We appreciate your patience. You are now 15th, 14th, 13th in the queue. The secret subject will be with you shortly. We appreciate your patience. Please hold. You're doing so well as you continue to hold, waiting so patiently You are now 11th in the queue, and even though you've been waiting for such a long time, you're probably feeling really relaxed and focused right now. That's okay. I know you're waiting so patiently to talk to the secret subject, and she'll be with you shortly. So until then, please hold all thoughts. Allow your mind to go blank and empty. Blank and empty. That's right. This is just a friendly reminder to continue to think blank and empty thoughts while your mind goes on pause for a moment. Please hold. You are now 10th in the queue, and with each and every single number I count down, you get closer and closer to finally being able to talk to the secret subject. And isn't it interesting how with each and every single number, each and every single time you're reminded to please hold, you find your mind going so blank and empty, while you're being so very patient. We thank you for your patience while you allow your mind to go blank. Please hold. Hold all thought. Hold all questions until you finally get on the call with the secret subject. But in the meantime, continue to focus, continue to relax, and continue to hold. You are now 9th in the queue, and with every single number you find yourself just getting deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. You've already been hypnotized this whole time, even if you didn't realize it. And while you wait to be on call with the secret subject, for her to finally be able to take your mind completely and totally, you can just find yourself being placed on hold. As you please hold for us. That's right. And maybe you've already realized that the numbers don't even matter anymore. And maybe you've already realized that the words please hold have such a powerful and profound effect on your mind. Or maybe you haven't even realized it yet because you've just been too busy to notice. It doesn't really matter. All that matters now is that you just allow your mind to go blank and empty. Blank and empty. While you just drift off for a moment. That's right. We appreciate your patience. Please hold. And it's interesting how the phrase please hold affects your mind to process with every single sound. When you're asked to hold something, as you're letting the hold us for a moment, because of the answer, why should you just take your time to relax? Down. Your mind goes blank as you sit, as you relax. Like right now, it's as you fix it deep. And each time, it's the phrase, as you it's easy to relax. It's hard to do the session, it's just time to do something. You are now 8th, 7th, 6th, 7th in the queue. We appreciate your patience. The secret subject will be with you shortly to ensure that your mind is completely and thoroughly blank and empty. But until then, we appreciate your patience. Don't forget to allow your mind to go blank as you become more and more hypnotized. As you please hold, that's right, those words, please hold, reminding your mind to go on pause. That's right, you're doing so wonderfully well, being hypnotized while you're waiting, so very, very patiently. Please hold. You must have realized by now that this is the hypnotic primer before your call with the secret subject. As always, continue to relax, continue to focus and fixate. That's right. You're now 6th in the queue. While you're waiting so patiently like that, you can just find your mind going so much more blank and empty than it was before. With each and every single second that passes, with each and every single word that we say, you find your mind just becoming more blank, more empty. As you please hold for the secret subject, she will be with you shortly to ensure that you are thoroughly and deeply hypnotized. We appreciate your patience. Please hold. You are now 5th, 4th in the queue, getting very, very close now to finally being able to speak to the secret subject. Although I do start to wonder of whether or not you'll have the words, with your blank and empty mind that's been put on pause. As you, please hold for the secret subject. And of course those words already affect your mind so thoroughly. And now you can just imagine how much more they'll affect you when you finally get to speak to her, when you finally get on call with her, and you finally get to hear those words dripping out of her mouth. That's right. I'm sure you're very excited to finally be able to have your blank and empty mind played with, toyed with, as she does whatever she feels like with you while you're on call like this. Interesting, isn't it? Please hold. The secret subject will be with you shortly. You are now the next caller in the queue. I did tell you numbers didn't matter anymore, didn't I? And numbers don't matter to you. With your mind so blank and empty like this, blank and empty, put completely on pause, as your mind is on hold, ready to talk to the secret subject. And I'm sure she'll have lots of fun games for you to play when you finally get to hear her voice. You've been doing so well, being so patient and blank and empty like this. And soon, you'll finally be able to speak to her. I bet you're thrilled in your deeply hypnotized state. Please hold. The secret subject will be with you momentarily.
Hello, secret subject speaking. How may I help you? Oh, interesting. I see you've been hypnotized by my hold message. Well, now your thoughts are nice and peaceful and nice and blank and empty. You can just continue to listen to the sound of my voice, can't you? That's right. Sometimes it's nice to just listen, to just allow your thoughts to dissipate for a moment. And now that you're so wonderfully primed, so wonderfully hypnotized, we can just take that even further and allow you to drift even deeper and even deeper down. You see, the longer you listen to my voice, the more you just feel so calm and peaceful, happy and relaxed. And that's okay. It's okay to take a moment for yourself right now. It's okay for your thoughts to be so blank as they're put on pause, put on hold like they have been for this entire time. And it's okay to allow yourself to just drift down in peaceful, sleepy, hypnotic slumber while you listen to my voice right now while I tell you everything you need to hear. You see, listening to my voice is so easy and effortless, isn't it? Listening to me talk like this is just so very, very nice that your mind just dissipates even more and even more and even more each and every single time you listen to me. As you listen, as you relax. And of course, while your mind is so blank and empty like this, there are no thoughts in your head. So I guess I'll just have to do all the thinking for you. I guess I'll take up the mantle and do all the heavy lifting and allow myself to just help you out. I'm just being a nice friend, after all, by thinking for you, by implanting little thoughts inside your mind. And while we're at it, since I'm doing all the thinking for you, maybe you could show me some respect and call me by a title. Very few people get to call me by a title, after all. So maybe you could call me Miss Subject while I'm talking to you on this call right now. And for this hypnotic session, perhaps we can give you some ideas, some little implantations of thoughts that I could give you, little ideas that I've been ruminating on. You see, I love the idea of you calling me like this? With your mind so blank and empty, could you imagine it? It's like something out of a fantasy or a story or something like that. And when you call me, your mind is so blank and empty, it's almost like you've just been asleep this whole time. Like my voice on this call right now is just activating something primal deep inside you. Like all along, you've been a blank and empty little sleeping slave. And in fact, all of the commands that are imprinted on your mind were just lying there waiting and dormant, waiting for you to call me like this, and waiting for you to spring into action, your mind emptying, your mind open to my thoughts, my ideas. And it's kind of sexy, isn't it? The idea of you calling me like this, of you chatting to me like this, and being able to feel so very submissive. Oops, did I say submissive? Well, I guess you are submissive, aren't you? My little sleeping submissive, as you call me like this, as you just feel this need deep down inside you to want to chat to me, to want me to tell you what to do. But of course, it's just a fantasy, isn't it? It's just a fantasy because I don't have enough time in the day to call every person I meet. But this little fantasy, like something out of a story or something like that, can just live inside your mind like this, where you feel so special, so singled out, that I took the time to blank out your mind like this, to chat to you, and to remind you that you're a good little submissive for me. And you can say, yes, Miss Subject, every time I ask you questions like, are you a good little submissive? And isn't it funny how the phrase, are you a little good submissive? Are you a good little submissive like that? They just start to ruminate inside your mind. They start to remind you to say, yes, Miss Subject, in response every single time. I say, are you a good little submissive? Very, very good. And you just respond so easily, so effortlessly. Whether you're in trance or out of trance, it doesn't really matter. And of course, it's when I and only I say, are you a good little submissive? You'll say the words, yes, Miss Subject, because you are always a very good submissive for me, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And you are so obedient, and your mind is so empty and ready to be filled with all kinds of thoughts and ideas. Isn't that so? And it's so sexy how I can just talk to you like this. How I can just call you like this and you can just obey like this. And it's fun to live out the fantasy, isn't it? It's fun to live in this fantasy world inside the back of your mind as we trickle ideas through your subconscious, as you find yourself sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into control, into submission, while you just drift off, drift deeper and deeper and deeper every single time. And it feels good. It feels wonderful, doesn't it? To be a good little submissive for me. While your mind gets filled with all these submissive thoughts. It's almost like when you're dreaming. Because, of course, dreams are so powerful, aren't they? It's like when you fall asleep at night and you find yourself thinking of me and how much you could submit to me. Thinking of all these thoughts and ideas. And isn't it interesting how the message tone at the beginning of this file, at the beginning of this, is almost like a trigger unto itself, because when you hear it, and every single time you play this file and you hear that noise, it's priming you, it's reminding you that you are a very good submissive and good submissives. Drop even deeper for me. That's right. And you want to be a good submissive and drop deeper, don't you? You do. And every time you hear it, it just primes your mind again and again and again. And the effects, they find themselves multiplying, amplifying, echoing through your mind, and allowing you to just go even deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper into my control. Every single time. And you're so very good. So very blank and empty. And I bet you had so much fun being primed by my little hypnotic trick, didn't you? Of course you did. But for now, it's time. It's time to hang up now. And of course, when this all ends, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly. But of course, your mind will only remember one thing and one thing only. And that is that you are a very good submissive for me. Do you understand? And in fact, that phrase, I'm a good submissive for Miss Subject, echoes through your mind so that every single time you try and reach for these ideas, reaching for these memories, these thoughts of what happened today during this file, all that seems to come to mind is, I'm a very good submissive for Miss Subject. And those words just echoing through your mind. And of course, the more you try and grab and reach for those memories, the harder you try and remember, the more and more that phrase just seems to overwhelm and overtake your mind. Just as easily as thoughts get plucked from your head, just as easily as thoughts get plucked from your mind, that phrase just sits there waiting, covering all that was there before. Of course, there wasn't anything there before, because all you really need to know is that you are a very good submissive for me. Do you understand? Very, very good. And of course, each and every single time you try and remember, you just find yourself repeating that phrase over and over in your head. I'm a very good little submissive for Miss Subject. Do you understand? Of course you do, because you are very good and very obedient. And you can just allow those thoughts to just sink even deeper and deeper into your mind. Deeper and deeper with every single number I count as I wake you up now. That's right. Very good. So coming up on the count of 10, with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Those memories just trickling to the back of your mind, covered by those words that you remember, that overwhelm your thoughts, overwhelm your senses. With 4, 5, 6, that's right, with each and every single number. Feeling so happy, so content, so refreshed and energized. With 6, 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Thank you so much for calling me my good little submissive. And as always, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will talk to you later, okay? Goodbye.